All right. Thank you. So just ethically, if everybody knows we're being recorded, if you ask a question or make a comment, you don't want to state your name, that's fine. This is just for the people who couldn't make the call, want to listen to it again, and it goes into our archives. And I'm very happy to introduce our guest today, Patricia Cates with the Center for Credentialing and Education. And Patricia, what is your title? What's your position with CCE?
Well, I am the vice president for CCE. It's a relatively new post to me. I'm actually returning to CCE after a number of years. I was part of the group that started the company back in 1995. I left to raise a family, and I was given the opportunity to come back to the company after teaching for a number of years and working in business programs and teaching, and working as by training, I'm a licensed CPA, and I have a master's in accounting, but love nonprofits, love CCE, and I love the work that it does through credentialing and through coaching and career counseling and the work that we do there. So I had the opportunity to come back and jumped on it. So
good.
Glad to be back.
We're thrilled to have you back. You and I have had many conversations just in the short few months and looking forward to what's coming in the year and many years to come. So the purpose of this call is to let people know about the Board Certified Coach credential and its origins and where it stands today, changes that may be coming, or evolutions, we should say. There's been a lot of growth in this whole thing. And let me just give a historical context for people who don't know. The Center for Credentialing and Education in North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, is kind of a sister organization to National Board of Certified Counselors, or is it the other way around?
Actually, we came out of NBCC. That's
right.
Actually a pretty good statement. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I know Sean O'Brien has already told me, always told me, it's kind of like a sister organization. So National Board of Certified Counselors, which has been around for a long time, certifies 50 or 55,000 registered counselors in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2005, this goes back as far as 2005, I actually had contact with Sean O'Brien and Scott Hinkle, who and also your CEO, your president, Tom.
Yes.
In 2005, I think it was, we were at the Atlanta, Georgia ICF conference, and they had asked if I could meet them for dinner because they wanted to talk about the ICF credentialing process. And part of that conversation was, the ICF is now 10 years old, so in 2005, I was one of the founding members of the ICF back in Houston, Texas in 1995, the beginning of that whole thing. And the long story short was, as a psychologist who moved into coaching, I felt that even though the ICF had done a great job in creating its organization, the ICF, it was beginning to be global, we had ethical standards, we had competencies that we created that still stand up today, but I felt that as a volunteer organization, which it mostly was at the time, it was time for us to consider the credentialing process to be done by an independent organization outside of the ICF. I felt it was a little, if you pardon the expression, incestuous for the ICF to be the membership body and also be the credentialing body. It's not unheard of in other professions, but I just think it would have been cleaner, and I had it in my heart that the coaching profession would reach global acceptance and great standards worldwide, and I felt that a private credentialing organization could do that best. So we had those conversations. I proposed that to the current president of the ICF at the time. I won't state her name now, but it wasn't met with high